What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you got something you want to talk about, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either works for me, just get a hold of me. Go over to merkmerch.com and get yourself some Merkel swag, M-E-R-K, merch.com. Hats, t-shirts, hoodies, all available right there. Now, today we have a different type of members episode. A few weeks ago, we did a Slingshot Nation Live talking about the missing scientists, and the fellows thought there was way more information to get into. They got into that information, they started connecting dots, and they want to share it with you today because there's a lot there. Some things that people aren't talking about, they're going to bring to the table today. So without any further delay, boys, take it away.
Welcome.
Hello.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Tony. This is going to be so fun.
I don't really think I trust him over there having all the control. Number one, he's the boss, and now he's behind the switches. So he's just going to turn off the cameras at some point, put them on him, make faces. I'm kind of thinking that's the direction.
As long as he doesn't fall asleep and fall out of his chair, I think we'll be okay.
I hope we don't bore him, because if we bore him, we bore everybody. That's so fair. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But yeah, this was, we had a lot of information. You know, you dug so deep when we did that live. Mm-hmm. And I think we presented maybe like a quarter, if that, of what we actually had looked into. Mm-hmm. And so today we really just want to give a concise information dump pretty much of each person to the best of our abilities, and then also give you some theories, because Derek has been tying together some crazy theories has found some very interesting things. So I'll let you go ahead and just give a little bit of a rundown.
Yeah, I mean, when we were just doing this initial research, it was very interesting how it kind of, we saw it in clusters. There was clusters in New Mexico. There was a cluster in Los Angeles with Jet Propulsion Labs. We have the little cluster in Massachusetts. And then there's this evolving cluster in Alabama that kind of came out late into the scene with Amy Eskridge and then the gentleman driving the Tesla. I forget his name.
Joshua LeBlanc.
Yeah, LeBlanc. So just really interesting. And they all tie into NASA. They all tie into this like kind of disclosure aspect, I feel like, really well. So where do you want to start, Jack? Where should we go?
I think it'd be kind of interesting if we started in Huntsville.
Okay.
I know that we have a lot of other ties to get to from JPL and from even Los Alamos. So if we start with something like Huntsville, which to me seems almost like an origin of sorts for a lot of this.
Yeah.
Because we can include Ning Li into this is what I think we should do. So Amy Eskridge was the one that a lot of people flagged, right? Now, Neil McCasland, he's out of Los Alamos, but he has connections to a whole bunch of other things. He's the one that you might know if you listen to the name General William Neil McCasland. That was the one that was the jumping off point for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But Amy Eskridge, she was the first one to really come out publicly and be exposed, represented publicly as the first missing or deceased scientist. Mm-hmm. And this was back in 22, if I'm not mistaken.
2022.
June 11th, 2022, Amy Eskridge, she's in Huntsville, Alabama. And she had specifically said that she would not kill herself multiple times, recorded and in writing. And the report is that authorities found her with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So Amy Eskridge, to be clear, was working in anti-gravity and other propulsion systems throughout her time in her scientific research. She had worked with her dad and founded an institute. Do you remember the name of the institute at all?
Institute for Exotic Science.
Institute for Exotic Science. She founded the institute with her dad, who had a history within rocket science, within NASA, and was it JPL?
That's Huntsville. This is a Marshall Labs.
Marshall Labs, that's it.
Yep.
So there was a lot of ties previously, her upbringing with rocket science, with rocketry, all of this stuff. And what she was working on and what she had disclosed she was working on was a public-facing company that was privately owned through her in order to protect her from having the issue that she ended up having of being offed in her mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their work being anti-gravity and having free energy as its backing is part of why she was concerned about her own safety. So I know that you had done some research on her. Do you remember anything about what she was specifically working on?
Well, let's just start like the history of Huntsville, I think, is so important because she mentions multiple times in that interview before she dies that it is the city that everyone should know about, but doesn't know about. And that she's even said disclosure will come out of Huntsville.
Yeah. Didn't Larry Ragland say that like earlier in the year, he was talking about that very thing and saying that the disclosure was going to be coming out of Huntsville, Alabama. And that's what she was talking about. That's where he got it from. Right?
That's where he got it from. Yeah.
And you know what's super weird is in that video that before she died, she goes, "My face will be the face you see 3 months before disclosure." And literally it came out like in April.
Yeah.
Just a few months before now we're at the pinnacle of disclosure. So she almost like prophesied about it herself.
It's almost as if she actually knew that this was going to happen. It's like she was talking about time travelers and things like that. And so maybe you're going to go there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Could it be that she had, through technology, access to future knowledge? So she wanted people to know that, one, she's going to die. She's going to be killed, but she's not suicidal. But she had to say it in a way that people actually hear it without saying, technically, I'm a time traveler because I have access to information. And it'd be kind of weird to say that. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say, like, for somebody like her, she's a high-level intellectual, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least that's what she was working on, to be high-level intellectual.
She said she could literally get a new diploma in a master's field within, like, 3 months.
Right. And so, to that point, people with that level of recognition will have a high-level pattern recognition because they have to have a high-level pattern recognition when it comes to their field. And so if she knew, to Tony's point, if she was able to foresee something like that, it could even be that she's seen that pattern happen with previous people in situations like hers. I mean, we see that type of thing happen a lot. Somebody gets, you know, somebody is suicided, and then in the, you know, act of releasing information from the government 3 months before, they're the face of it. Because, I mean, look at the release of the WikiLeaks and all this stuff. You know, you have Seth Rich and those people who were murdered because of what they did, mm-hmm. and the release of the information that they had from the inside.
Right.
So people like that become the face of a specific release of government documents. So anyway, all that being said, I think that that is partially what could have actually happened.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, like, historically, Huntsville, it starts with Wernher von Braun, and that's where he starts Marshall Labs and creates, this is like also the hub of NASA, one of the major hubs of NASA outside of Florida in Houston, is Huntsville, Alabama. And so they're doing a lot of energy research. They're working on, like, technology to reverse anti-gravity, all this kind of stuff that they're working on. And so historically, it gets crazy because she mentions her dad and how when they start this business, she's actually a young girl going to these parties with all these old first-gen scientists. And these were the guys that actually had worked with von Braun and understood all these things. And so they're talking about time travel. What is it, like the P-52s and the P-47s, people that have, like, traveled thousands of years in and out of space-time. Because essentially the technology itself allows for space-time. So in outside of space-time into that aspect of travel. And then she also is mentioning the parties are really interesting because it ties so much into the fullness of the narrative altogether. I mean, she's tying in secrecy. She's tying in history. She's tying in possibly non-human intelligence. All this is all worked in together. And I think that's kind of where we end up going as a whole for this is, I think she's like the key aspect to understanding a lot of this.
Yeah, because she started a lot. She was pretty much the reason why I think that this really started to tie together, right? Mm-hmm. And because she's kind of the origin of the modern scientists that have gone missing, because this has happened, you know, from what people have said in the past, you know, in different areas. I think it's very important to understand kind of where this all, you know, began. And something really interesting. So speaking of Huntsville and what actually came from Huntsville, right? Like you explained everything regarding the history, you know, how Wernher von Braun started Marshall Labs, all this stuff. Well, someone who was doing anti-gravity work before Amy Eskridge was also present and active in Huntsville, Alabama, and that would be Ning Li, who's the Chinese scientist who came over in the 1990s to work specifically on anti-gravity research. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of strange things about her, right? So you had mentioned to me, and I didn't even connect this dot until you had said it, but mm-hmm. one of the theories that regards all of these scientists, right, is that there's a spy narrative. There's some sort of, you know, covert operation from another government that has been weaving and tangling their way into all of these institutions, or even just acting outright on orders to remove these people from their research. Mm-hmm. And Ning Li, being somebody who is a Chinese native who came over to do research here in the United States in one of the most secretive laboratories or one of the most secretive areas of research in America. Mm-hmm. She goes missing for a decade or more after she has released her information, or at least released her research on anti-gravity. Goes missing. Nobody can figure out where she went. And then decades later, she comes back and dies in a car accident, which is very similar to how Joshua LeBlanc, who was by all accounts a highly intellectual person. And Joshua LeBlanc is also connected to Huntsville, Alabama, because he did his research in Huntsville, Alabama, at the University of Huntsville, Alabama, and was researching high-level rocketry, high-level rocket propulsion. You know, so similar to Ning Li, similar to Amy Eskridge, researching on propulsion, and maybe he was dabbling his toes in anti-gravity.
Absolutely. So in Amy's video, it's really interesting as well. She suggests, and she believed, that they had actually already discovered anti-gravity multiple times. And so Ning Li, I think, was the third person to discover it. Before that, she said her father had discovered it. Mm. And so, like, there's, like, these waves of people discovering the anti-gravity. So it's interesting. It's like, why would we hold off on that technology, right? And I think it fits almost this narrative of why people would even go missing, It's like they don't want this level of technology out. Think about it. We've been flying the same planes, these 737s, 747s. These have been around since the late 40s, early 50s. The same spaceships that fly into space. It's the same rocket engineering from Apollo missions that we're still using today. I mean, slightly upgraded, but it's the same design, the same archetypes that we're still using. And like we've been stuck technologically, aside from cell phones and internet, kind of stuck in a place. Like we're still driving gas cars. We have a few Tesla cars, but we can't trust those, obviously, right?
Right.
but so it's just like, is this, we're at this interesting precipice. And I think that's where we see the silencing occur, is because I think they're trying to quiet the technology that they are discovering. I think this has an angle that's very pertinent to understanding these missing scientists.
Yeah. And I mean, so like anti-gravity being something that is, you know, so closely tied to free energy, right? I know mm-hmm. that she had mentioned Nikola Tesla as somebody who was one of the first ones to have free energy, but also be researching anti-gravity solutions. Mm-hmm. And to me, we know the history of Nikola Tesla. And I think we covered this in the live briefly mm-hmm. of how Nikola Tesla lost, like nobody had access to his documents except for the seizure was from Trump's uncle.
Yeah, Barron. Or not Barron.
Frank or something like that.
I can't remember his first name.
Yeah. But it was seized by his uncle, right? Mm-hmm. And where did those documents go, right? How long have they been preserved or classified or hidden, right? Or are they being used in other areas? So, like, to me, the way I look at it is, number one, to your point, they could be covering it up and avoiding anybody who is not controlled, like a controlled asset, having access to anti-gravity. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But what if they already have that research and they're just making sure that the public doesn't see it, and they're creating other things in the background? Like some of the stuff that you see, right? We talk about like disclosure, we talk about UAPs. Mm-hmm. Like how are they, when we know that some of these things are actual government creations, things that are physical things that they have made in reverse engineering. Like, what if they had this research all along? What if they had this and were creating some of these UAPs in order to, almost like in a public-facing way, show the technology they have and also continue the research on it?
Yeah, I mean, the disclosure papers that just came out, you know, from the Department of War, I mean, we were going through some of the Oak Ridge stuff, and they actually, in the early reports, said that they thought it could have been Russians that were actually the unidentified or UAPs that were 100,000 feet elevation above Oak Ridge. And so that was one of the hypotheses, is that it could have been Russian. And like the possibility, again, moving into like the Chinese, kind of that like spy game aspect of it. Like Russia could have easily had this technology too, because they also took German scientists with them. And so you have this maybe like cat and mouse game of like who's going to show their hand.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Your energy is dipping, and that clock has barely moved since your 1 o'clock meeting. We don't love that for you. Get your afternoon pick-me-up with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hola, déjame preguntarte algo. ¿Quieres que tu carro dure más, que corra más suave y que rinda mejor? Tranquilo, estoy hablando de tu motor. Te tengo algo bueno. Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam ayuda a que tu motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y es facilito de usar. Solo lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Déjalo trabajar mientras manejas. Sin pasos extras ni visitas al mecánico. Si tu carro anda medio raro, temblando en el rally, sin fuerza, gastando gasolina como cafecito por la ventanita, puede que sea hora. Seafoam es tu primer paso sencillo para recuperar ese rendimiento, para que rinda como debe ser, suave y con power. Y esto no es nuevo. Seafoam ha sido confiado por mecánicos por más de 75 años. ¡75 años! Eso es mucha confianza, mi gente. Y por eso, millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener sus motores fuertes. Agarra una lata de Seafoam hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita y pa'lante con confianza.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Get your afternoon pick-me-up with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Get your afternoon pick-me-up with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven.
cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.